At a meeting with Lebanese officials in Beirut, Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan said his country will continue to support all political groups and factions in Lebanon. His visit comes at a delicate period in Lebanon related to the special tribunal for the murder of former Prime Minister Rafik Hariri.
We will help maintain Lebanon's unity. We will not touch on the differences between political groups and factions, and will keep our distance and remain impartial.
During the meetings, Lebanese and Turkish officials signed a free trade agreement in a bid to boost the volume of bilateral trade between the two countries. At a joint press conference, Lebanese Prime Minister Saad Hariri thanked his Turkish counterpart for supporting Lebanon during the 2006 war with Israel.
There should be dialogue before another rise in tensions. The visit by Prime Minister Erdogan and the ongoing negotiations with Syria and Saudi Arabia will help create a positive atmosphere in Lebanon.
Earlier at a gathering, Erdogan said Israel must put an end to its provocative actions in the Middle East. Hezbollah Secretary General Said Hassan Nasrallah had hailed Erdogan for condemning Israel's attack on a Gaza-bound Turkish aid ship.
Turkey plays a positive role in Lebanon, therefore it can remain close to all sides. The policy allows Turkey to intervene in times of crisis, and now is the time to play that role, like Syria and Saudi Arabia are doing.
Erdogan is also expected to meet representatives from the Lebanese opposition. He will also visit Turkish peacekeeping troops in southern Lebanon. Erdogan's visit is widely seen as part of regional attempts aimed at calming the tense political atmosphere in Lebanon, resulting from the latest reports on the indictment of the Special Tribunal for Lebanon. Now, Turkey's role in the region and its clear backing of resistance movements makes it an ideal potential mediator, a mediator that can transcend the Sunni-Shiite divide, something which many believe Lebanon needs amid expectations that a future indictment could light up Sunni-Shiite strife in the country. Maryam Saleh, Press TV, Beirut.